MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide Trail. Feeling almost a week, probably close to that. Yeah, maybe right at a week. Anyways, it's been things have been good, moving along. Let's see, I think I last called in on my way out of Damascus. So I made it down to Elizabethton, maybe 55 miles. Kind of rolly, punchy, occasional hike a bike bits. Not a ton to speak of, too, really. I mean, it was pretty leaving Damascus, and then it was just kind of, I was in the woods and nothing really honestly interesting happened until I came across this highway, 421. I'd say I was maybe 35 miles out of, maybe 30 miles out of Damascus. And several things going on. As I roll up, there's several motorcycles, cars hanging out, people hanging out, a couple of cyclists, three cyclists on gravel bikes, which I'd been seeing their tracks for a while. So that was cool to catch up to somebody. And then all these, out on the paved road itself, all these motorcycles and sports cars and vintage cars, whatever, just ripping around, like everybody's going crazy. And so I roll up to the cyclists, and it's Jess Daddio, who worked on the Virginia, West Virginia, I guess into Asheville kind of part of the route. So that was really cool and serendipitous to run into her and get a chance to say hi and thank you and sort of ask what's going on. She's like, oh yeah, this just motorcycle people are going crazy. And I guess it's really not a very long section of highway that they do this on. So they kind of rip back a ton of motorcycles, but it's over and over again. So anyways, I rolled on from there into Atlas. I got a dog friend who's pretty excited. So rolled out of there into Elizabethton. Come here, bud. Not much to speak of in that town, especially on a Sunday. Almost everything was closed. So I found a Mexican restaurant and ate. And I was just trying to get my bearings straight because, again, I'm on a new segment and I don't really know what's coming. And I know big climbs are coming. I know that. I can see that from the elevation profile. And there's a couple of really big ones, which means that hides all the little rollers that come along, which is kind of what I've been dealing with all afternoon. So I ended up stopping in Elizabethton so that I could get a big sleep, 9 hours of sleep. And that was fantastic. I had breakfast with me. Caffeine, hotel coffee, so that I could get going early. And I did, got out of there around 8, which is early for me. And then it's cool mornings. That's starting to be a thing now. So rolled out of there. Some really cool features, like this old dilapidated bridge, like pieces of it falling apart, trees growing out of it, etc. And then old railroad tunnel that I was not expecting at all. So that was kind of cool. And then, but then it gets back onto some roads. The initial paved road out of there was just stupid steep, maybe a 3 mile climb. I mean, probably an average grade. It was just brutal. And then crossed some AT stuff. I wish I'd known. These places were out there. There's a kind of a cabin hostel kind of looking place for AT hikers, about 10 miles out from Elizabethton, which I'd have gladly done and got that climb out of the way. Just didn't know it was out there. So pushed on from there. So this ended up being a really big day. So went, not into Banner Elk, but near, over, I'm flaking on the name of the place. Anyways, over another big mountain into Blowing Rock. Blowing Rock is a very fancy mountain town, you know, $1 million houses all over the place. Not your crunchy vibe of Asheville Brevard mountain. This is your, I want to take my Mercedes and go to the mountains and, but also still have a grip kind of setup. So, I found a place, so a tavern to get some dinner and some stuff to go. And, so I did all that, rolled out of there, maybe 9:00, 9:30, and did another, I mean, I rode till about 2 a.m. I think it was 80-ish miles to that point. And then I did another 30-plus. And then camped out, found a nice little spot next to a creek, and could filter some water, gave me some nice white noise, etc. And then I was at the base of the big climb up to Lindell Gorge from there. And oh, that's brutal. That was just a tough way to wake up, knowing that's coming. It's probably a 14-mile climb in total to get up there. And probably took easily 4 hours, maybe a little more. So got up on top of all that, and first store I went to was closed. Second store was open. I needed to charge some things because I'd ridden so long the night before, and I was so slow that my dyno wasn't recharging my cash battery, so I wasn't really able to charge anything. So ended up hanging out there for maybe an hour, battery charged, so I could top off things, so I wasn't running out of GPS and tracker and phone. And then a pretty good, well, there's still some steep climbing out of there, and then finally get over the peak. I skipped going into the waterfall. It is gorgeous. Everybody should go do it at Lindell Gorge, but I've seen it before, and I know it would cost me 30, 40 minutes of hiking in and out of there. And then rolled on, had some really nice views after I got over the steep pitch at the top and then down. It's just a ripper. I mean, really some of it could be faster, but it's gravel and it gets a little chunky in there. And then it starts rolling out towards this mountain to sea trail, which I've done in the past, but I guess I'm not supposed to. Maybe it wasn't signed at the time. I don't even remember. But instead of doing that, it turns on this power line. And it's so overgrown, you can't see the ground, but you know it's steep enough that erosion is definitely going to be an issue. And so I just picked my way down that. It was way slower than I wanted it to be, but it is what it is. And then finally popped out of that. I probably picked, you know, seed pods off of my knee warmers and socks for an hour after that, mostly while riding, but did stop at a store and reload and pick some more off. And then it's into the Woods Mountain trail out of Woodlawn, North Carolina. And that starts off pretty easy. It's probably another 12, 14 mile climb. Gradual gravel up to it, winding around. Saw a lot of snakes, a lot of copperheads, just moving about. It's fairly warm down there, so not too surprising. But that was kind of in the back of my head. Like, I know there's a hike bike coming, don't really want to get bit. Keep going up. Finally, it turns into some single track. The initial bit is definitely a push hike a bike. And then it turns into fairly rideable, but steep, and knocked out a couple of miles that way. And then it's hike a bike. And it's lots of hike a bike, and you can kind of get on for a minute and then off. And most of the time, it's not even worth getting on. It's more energy than it's worth. And it turns out I've actually been down this before. My very first bike packing trip, I came down that. That's where I learned that Eno hammocks don't come with straps. You have to buy those separately. That's a whole different story. Anyways, and you keep pushing. And my Garmin's telling me that, you know, this climb is now, I don't know, 3/4 mile. And it's total hike a bike, with like 16% average grade. Which the reality is there's a little flat spot in the middle, which is, you know, you can roll along and it's over in 2 minutes and the rest of it is just push, grab brakes, walk to it, push, grab brakes. Yeah. So I finally peek out on this Woods Mountain Trail. It's a tiny little downhill to the, Blue Ridge Parkway. And from there it's about 20 miles up to the high point on the parkway itself. You can go higher if you go up to the Mount Mitchell spur, but on the parkway itself, it peaks out, just under 6,000 feet. And then it'd be a 20 mile descent into Asheville. So that's kind of what I was looking at to get into Asheville at 10 PM. And, figured, you know, it's 40 miles. The reality is 10 miles an hour. What's going to happen? It's going to take me 4 hours. And I was mentally, I was kind of okay with that because I'd actually be riding. Versus hiking my bike. So I was ready to go do that. And as I'm hitting the parkway, I hear someone yelling my name, kind of muffled and off to my left. And I yelled back, like, where are you? Down the single track. So I go down the single track. There's a parking lot, a couple of friends there, Matt Ball and Christopher Randall, who own Gravello Bike Shop in Asheville. And they've got fajita makings. I mean, this whole thing of chicken and peppers and onions and all the fixings and tortillas. And they've got a quilt and chairs. And so I'm all wrapped up in this quilt. And I end up just sitting on the ground because it was easier. And I got all this food, and yeah, my mojo for riding that next 40 miles was gone. I sat there for an hour just eating. And so finally we load up in the car, and drive back down into Asheville, and, got a place to, stay with Matt. He's got an Airbnb thing going on in his basement. So that was rad. And, got a shower, did my laundry, and, you know, I was in bed. It was probably 1 o'clock by the time all settled. I did get a call from my sister, that my mom was in the ER with COVID, which was a bit scary. I did get news the next day that she had gone home, and, I won't say all is well, but she's doing better. Yeah, that was kind of that day. The next day was, I didn't set an alarm. I slept probably till about 9:15. So decent sleep, almost 8 hours there. And, had to move my clothes over to the dryer and just kind of out of sorts because I just hadn't let myself sleep like that in a while. Especially after those two big days. And then, yeah, I kind of scrambled, Matt comes and picks me up, takes me to the shop. They had dropped my bike off at the shop the night before. So they had already been into it and they're, you know, all sorts of stuff, new rotors and brake pads and brake leads and bar tape and new crankset with a smaller chain ring and a chain. And, I had asked them to pull my pedals apart and re-grease them on the insides. And I don't know, it's probably other details that I can't even think of. And they had done all this while I was basically sleeping, which was awesome. So I hung out at the shop for an hour or so and just ate and let them do some other details and whatever. And, finally take a drive, back up to the parkway to do that 40 miles back into Asheville. And the shop itself is maybe a quarter mile off route. That's probably even less than that. And as predicted, it took me 4 hours, to do it, even though I was fresh and really trying to get through it faster than that. And the upside is it was daylight and I got to see it and take pictures and kind of soak in a little bit of it, which was pretty cool. I love being able to look back and, like literally look back across the landscape and see the place I came from, like the Over and Linville Gorge, and see Table Rock, off in the distance and know that I traversed all that, which was rad. So get back in and it's, I don't know, 6 o'clock, no, not quite 6 o'clock. They have a group ride leaving the shop at 6 and they were all ready to ride, help, you know, basically lead me out of town. So I'd have a group to ride with out of town as I went down into Bent Creek and over towards Brevard. And, I don't know, I just had a moment of kind of panic, anxiety. One, And mostly just because I felt like a lot of pressure to be moving, and I wasn't quite ready to do it. I hadn't thought through all this. So not ready to roll out. So I ended up letting the group ride go, staying at the bike shop to just get myself sorted and look at the route, get my head around what's going on, what's coming, and then hung out and talked with people after the ride. So once I kind of felt that I was settled, I was okay with everything and all good there. And it was nice just to sit with people. And actually, other people were telling stories. Like, I wasn't the one center stage, which was really nice. I hate to sound like, I don't know, something like I'm, but that tends to be the thing. Like, once, you know, because I come in and I'm dressed funny and then people want to know what my story is and my stories. And I don't mind telling them at all. I really don't. But it was nice just to be able to sit and other people had stories. And that was pretty cool. And so back to the Airbnb for the night and another good sleep and clean clothes. And I had a push on towards Brevard from there. And so it was Chris from Gravello rode with me for maybe 10, 12 miles out of town. Sorry, I'm trying to dig something out of my bike bag right now that's fighting me. So that was nice to have a little company. And then I was on my own into Bent Creek. And that was a pretty mellow ride, except for one short hike-a-bike section. And then, but it wasn't too long. And then once I got in there, some decent single track. Ran into, I passed this lady who was coming up as I'm ripping down a hill, and she made a turn and came find me while I'm standing at the intersection trying to decide which way I'm supposed to be going. And turns out her husband had been tracking me, and I so feel horrible because I don't remember her name and I didn't make a note, which has been mostly my habit, but sometimes I forget. Anyways, she wanted to get a selfie to make her husband jealous. and then I rolled on from there and met a guy at the top at Wash Creek Road, which is kind of your exit out of Bent Creek into the Pisgah Forest, who had, his dog had stepped on his remote and locked him out of his car. He needed my phone to call AAA. Actually, I think he called a dealership about what window to break, but eventually decided on AAA. And so that was nice to help somebody out, but probably cost me 20, 30 minutes. He probably thought I was crazy because I stood there and brushed my teeth. Because, you know, you don't just stand still while you're doing these things. You gotta multitask. And out of there into Bent, or not Bent Creek, Asheville. Or no, she got Brevard, Forest Brevard, through the Pisgah Forest. I passed a tent. I had so many questions, but nobody was playing it, sadly. And I then in touch with Logan from bikepacking.com, and he met me up pretty much close to the peak. Not the peak, but the intersection of Butter Gap and Clawhammer Road, and rode with me down into Davidson River, where I could get some water, and he actually brought me some pizza, which was nice, and we had some stories, asking me lots of questions. About the route and whatnot, what I thought of it, and what I liked, didn't like. Shared some stories about Nova Scotia. He just went and scouted that area again. So hopefully that's going to be ready to go in the near future. And then bid him farewell and rode on. And it was just a slog from there. Temperatures dropped a lot. The riding wasn't super tough, but steep. But steep in bits, enough to get sweaty, and the temperatures were dropping a lot on me. Getting down, I think it got down into the mid to low 40s. And not while I was riding, but eventually that evening or early morning, it did. So I rode on for as long as I could. Ended up, I don't know, maybe 80 miles and 10,000 feet. Thing seems to be the ratio out there. Slept on Wolf Mountain, higher than I wanted to be, around 4,000 feet, and just crows. I don't have proper sleep gear. I don't have a sleeping bag or a quilt. I have a puffy jacket and some rain pants that I sleep in when it's cold. Silk bag, dry clothes to put on usually. And so that was kind of my gig. And I had to break out an emergency blanket to throw on top of all of that. And that just holds in the moisture. So every time I moved, moisture would hit me and I'd be cold and it'd wake me up. And then I'd go back to sleep. And that happened over and over and over again. So not a great sleep. I got up the next day. I'm 20 miles from Cashers. And it took me 4 hours to do that 20 miles. And some of it's the steep climbing. A lot of it was just, I was just dragging. I was just so cold, dehydrated, because I slept on top of a ridge. I didn't have any water. I found a creek finally in town where I was maybe 10 miles out from Cashers. Panther Town's like it's a state park. But I found a creek to filter some water out of. So at least I had some at that point, but I was 10 miles into my ride, 2 hours into my ride before I even got water, even from the night before. So I was just real dehydrated. I got into Cashers and found a Mexican restaurant and just ate like crazy. Biggest meal they could make, with guacamole and chips, and ate every bit of that. Got some quesadilla to go. Hit a store, loaded everything up, and I'm off into Georgia. And leaving North Carolina, not that bad at all. As soon as you cross the line into Georgia, the road is awful. It is just treacherous, rutted out, hike a bike, nastiness. First, 4 or 5 miles. Get out of all of that. Luckily, most of it was with gravity, so it wasn't too hard to get through. But push on to start my shower here. Let the water warm up. Push on to Highway 28, which is where the Trans-North Georgia begins, and into the War Woman area. And I made an audible there to take an alternate route, which would be over the Sky Valley. So it's a huge climb up, basically one really long climb, instead of kind of rolling along the ridgeline and then doing a steeper push up to the Darnell Horse Trail, which is a hike a bike down, and really rugged and hard to do in the dark. And I don't have the bike for it. I personally, this isn't just my opinion. There's several others that there may or may not be a change, how about that, to the Eastern Divide Trail to include the Sky Valley as the main route. And if you want something harder, you can go this way towards Darnell. So I did the Sky Valley, and I'm glad I did, both physically and mentally. Like, I was physically just so tired from the day that I would probably end up sleeping up high again and not making it into Dillard to get a room and sleep in a bed and be comfortable. And I really needed that. But also mentally, just the dread of doing some of these hike a bike sections. Again, I've done TNGA so many times. I was in such a better mental place for doing it. So I'm really glad I did it. So stayed in Dillard, and I was into Georgia, and that was exciting. I expected maybe a parade as I crossed the state line. That didn't really work out. Maybe some bands or something. Who knows? But it was just kind of me and alone, and that was fine.